As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you on board. The one talk show in America that's going to help you make better money moves. I can assure you that because I'm well prepared for this hour of money power. Ex-Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan. We're in a bond market bubble that's beginning to unwind. All right, Alan Greenspan is a very, very smart dude. He's like 110 now. And he was right back in December of 1996 when he said, we have reached the point of irrational exuberance. He was right. He was just 3 years early. So is he 3 years early on this bond bubble stuff? We know that interest rates have gone up. Anybody that's owned a bond in January or February or a bond fund and looked at their statement knows that they've lost some money with a, I don't know, what, 40 basis point hike in interest rates. It stabilized a little bit now, but there's no telling where this is going. Of course, we don't know what's going to happen with trade wars and all that stuff that might be coming. Maybe we will go into a recession and bond interest rates will go back down to zero. I just don't think so. And Uncle Alan here, or Granddaddy Alan, he's not buying that. He's saying we're in a bond market bubble. And those that follow the bond market understand that when interest rates go up, the value of your bond goes down. So if you're forced into selling before maturity, you lose money. And if you're in a fund, you lose money, period. Because there's no maturities. If you're spending the money like a muni bond, you're taking the income to spend it because you need the tax-free income, and interest rates go up, that bond fund share price is going down. It's probably not coming back anytime soon. So it may take 6, 7, 8 years before you even reach the break-even point. So it clearly makes sense to sit down with your advisor and do some valuating. Also, this one, U.S. workers reducing debt trumps with a capital T. No, not that kind of trumps. U.S. workers reducing debt trumps desire to grow 401k savings. Over half of U.S. households said saving more money is their top financial priority, according to a survey by LIMRA. Among wannabe savers, 56% ranked retirement as one of the top three reasons they desired to do so. Well, let's cut to the chase on this one, all right? Reducing debt, high interest rate debt, is better than saving non-matched money in a 401k plan. The question is, what are you going to do with the extra money once you've paid off that debt? Because think about this for a moment. And I'm talking about, you know, higher interest rate debt. Let's say 6, 7% or more. If you have a 2 or a 3% student loan or something like that, different story. I mean, I suspect that I'd rather put the money into a retirement account and get the pre-tax deduction and so forth. But if you've got an 8, 9, 10, I mean, the average interest rate now on a credit card is 13, 14, 15, 16%. You can't earn that. I know you probably have earned that in the last 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, but you're not going to earn it going forward. Because, can I say this? Trees don't grow to the sky. So I think this is good. Reducing debt, that's going to produce more cash flow in the future. Producing more cash flow in the future enables you to save more money as long as you earmark that extra cash flow toward your retirement savings. It seems to make sense to me because of one reason, more than one reason, but this one reason is important to recognize. When you put non-matched, remember a matching contribution is different. You got to take advantage of the free money. But when you put non-matched money into a retirement account, you're saving taxes today, but you're paying tax on that money later. And if you're in the same income tax bracket, it's a wash. Now, if you're in a higher bracket now and a lower bracket later, there's an arbitrage there and it's an advantage. But when you pay down debt, non-mortgage debt, and now non-home equity debt, because that's no longer deductible, you are paying that off with tax-free dollars. So that money is tantamount to saving money tax-free because you cannot deduct that 16% interest rate on your credit cards. But if you just keep running up the credit cards once they're paid off, didn't do you much good. So you have to have a strategy on what you're going to do with the cash flow once the debt is paid off. But I start today with Tax Alpha. Tax Alpha. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray program. What in the world is Tax Alpha? Well, when we talk about alpha in general, we're talking about how on a risk-adjusted basis, you can increase, or negative alpha would be decrease, your risk-adjusted return relative to a certain benchmark. And we've discussed this concept of advisor alpha in the past. In fact, I've discussed many times the Vanguard study, the Morningstar study, the Blackstone. There have been several studies that have well articulated the fact that a good advisor can bring alpha. Well, taxes represent 50% of Vanguard's alpha, pretty much 50% of it. Because Vanguard says there's 3 or 4% in annual extra rate of return by hiring a good advisor. And when they outline all of the stuff the good advisor does, Tax Alpha is at the top of the heap. Now, rebalancing is part of Tax Alpha. It's part of Advisor Alpha. But one of the problems that I've had with rebalancing, everybody talks about it, they throw it around like it's some, you know, great scheme. And you know, automatically, the robos, for example. Oh, man, they throw around automatic rebalancing and tax loss harvesting and all the buzzwords that make them look smarter than they really are. Because rebalancing a robotic account may make zero sense when compared to your total household accounts. What an advisor will do is rebalance the total household accounts. You've got IRAs. Your spouse has IRAs. You've got 401ks. Your spouse has got a 401k. You've got a brokerage account. Your spouse got a brokerage account. You all have a couple of Roths. You got a piece of real estate. You got mutual funds. Now when you talk about rebalancing, it's way more sophisticated. You can't just press a button and rebalance it. Although, there is some technology out there that will look at your whole portfolio and give advisors some direction on rebalancing on a tax-efficient basis. And you should talk to your advisor about that. But there have been studies done on how much more you can put in your pocket by just simply being tax smart with your money. And it's not just rebalancing, and it's not just tax loss harvesting. It's where do I put my money? I've got an extra $5,000. Do I put it in a Roth? Do I put it in a non-deductible and convert it to a Roth or roll it over or whatever the terminology you want to use? Do I increase my 401k? Do I pay down debt? These are all decisions that can add alpha. I was just talking about paying down a 16% credit card. That's a 16% guaranteed tax-free rate of return. But if your broker is saying, no, put that in my mutual fund because it's earning all this money, then that's not providing alpha, real alpha for you. Especially if that particular fund goes down in value in the near term. So be advised that when you sit down with your advisor, talk to them more about just whether or not their mutual fund's better than the one you've got, or their money manager's better than Vanguard, or whatever. Talk to them about alpha, in particular, tax alpha. It can make a real difference in your long-term rate of return. Stick around.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
I have one thing to say, Curtis. Sunshine Superman ain't got nothing on me. All right? Donovan, a blast from the past. Way to go. Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. I got an email. I rarely do emails at this time, but this is Josh, a CFP in training. And I did some work for Josh because I get this question a lot from non-CFPs, too, inside and outside the industry. As you know, I've trained many, many advisors in the past, and I refer to academic research in just about every lecture that I give because people want to know they're making the right, if they're good advisors, they want to know they're making the right recommendation to their clients. So here's what Josh asked. Ray, I love the fact that you back up what you recommend with tons of academic research. Can you direct me to some research on annuities versus bonds for retirement planning? Indeed, I can. In fact, I've talked about Wade Fowle, Dr. Fowle from the American College. He's a CFA, he's a genius, propeller head type retirement researcher guy, retirementresearcher.com. He did a study, Why Bonds Don't Belong in Retirement Plans, if you can believe that. And he justified it by pretty much suggesting that annuities were a better alternative to bonds because you could purchase less of them and get more income and therefore redirect more money into equities, which would give the average person that's got a normal life expectancy and beyond even a greater legacy to leave behind. He also did some work on actuarial science. So look up Wade Fowle. FRC's done studies nationwide, the Wharton School. I've talked about many of these when they came out. But I did this. I looked back into my, you know, the annals of the Lucia files. We should do a series on that. The annals of the Lucia files.
Yes.
Comparing annuities to bonds. Bob Carlson did this 4 or 5 years ago. But it's still, I think, a compelling argument because nothing significantly has changed since then. Here's what he said, and pardon me for reading, but this is just brilliant stuff. Economists and many financial advisors believe some portion of a retiree's portfolio should be placed in immediate annuities. I'm in that camp. Whether you choose an immediate fixed, an immediate variable, a GMWB, a GMIB, you got to talk to your advisor about that. But something that provides a guaranteed income that cannot be outlived by a husband or a wife makes a lot of sense. He says, however, only a small portion of retirees follow this advice. And one of the other reasons why advisors aren't so excited about talking about this stuff is the regulatory environment has gotten really difficult for individuals that sell annuities because Why? They're illiquid in many respects. And anything coming out of Wall Street, if it's illiquid, it can't be good. But I'm here to tell you that the illiquidity in many investments is what makes them good. So this is all going to be shaken out in this, the Department of Labor's fiduciary rule and all that stuff. But my suspicion is you're not going to get this advice from your financial planner. And I don't blame them in many respects, because the regulatory environment for financial advisors, you had Elizabeth Warren and people like that, you know, slamming every, just because Wells Fargo gets in trouble, every financial advisor evidently is no good. That's me. I'll talk about that at a later date. But here is what Ben Carlson wrote. Four reasons generally are given for the reluctance to buy annuities. The most frequent reason is that people don't want to relinquish control of a part of their nest eggs. Related to that is the annuity is inflexible. The owner often can't withdraw additional income in a year when it's needed. Another reason, many people don't want to forego the potential to earn higher returns should a new bull market emerge. Finally, with an immediate annuity, there's nothing left for your heirs. Those are the reasons that people don't buy them. Most of them are bogus. They're bogus arguments. So he quotes Michael Edesis. And Edesis wrote, "Can you avoid these risks by purchasing long bonds instead of an annuity?" And Edesis is one of the guys that I have tremendous respect for. He's brilliant. He's objective, super intelligent guy. And he determined that long bonds in a stable interest rate environment might actually be better than annuities, or at least they're equal over a 30-year period. So if you expected to live 30 years or longer, the annuity still could make some sense. But they went in and compared it in a rising interest rate environment. And this is what I want to read to you and all of our viewers and listeners. He says the results would be comparable with long bonds. Remember, a long bond is the one when interest rates go up, you can really get killed. But if interest rates stayed the same, the 30-year time horizon would work to the benefit, or shorter, would work to the benefit of the long bond holder. But those results would be comparable over 30 years if interest rates were stable. Comparing a fixed annuity to a nominal treasury bond after 30 years, there would be less than a year's income left in the treasury bond portfolio. So if husbands and wives have a joint life expectancy of over 30 years, then maybe the treasury bond idea ain't so hot. Allow me to read on. Comparing a 30-year treasury inflation protected security to an inflation indexed annuity, the TIPS last only 27 years. So for a 65-year-old, the nominal treasury would last to age 95 and the TIPS would last to 92. Remember, you got a 25% chance of making it to 97, one or the other, and you're out of money at 92. If you don't think there's much of a risk living past 95, the treasury bond alternative looks feasible. The picture changes, however, when interest rates rise over the years. That's because the value of the bond will fall when rates rise, so more of the bonds will have to be sold each year to generate the same income. When yields rise from a recent 0.4% to 0.9% on TIPS over the next 10 years, the TIPS bond lasts only 25 years. If the yields rise by only 1 percentage point, the bond lasts only 23 years. If the rate on the nominal bond rises 1 percentage point, the bond lasts only 25 years. The nominal bond yield rises 2%, it'll last only 21 years. So you wonder why the academic research, especially today, is coming in saying, forget about laddered treasury inflation protected securities in a rising interest rate environment, which we're in and likely to stay in for the foreseeable future. TIPS are not going to outpace a joint and survivor lifetime annuity.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
So I was just talking about annuities. I was responding to an email from Josh, a CFP in training, who loves the fact that on this program, we actually support what we talk about with academic research. It's not just, you know, off the top of your head stuff. I'm truly not smart enough to figure out most of this stuff on my own. So I rely on people that are way, way, way smarter. But I can usually communicate it in a simplified manner because I'm a simple man, just a simple, simple man. And I was talking about how Michael Edesis, who's one of many researchers that have looked into this annuity versus bond, and the way the deal goes, if you use an inflation-adjusted annuity for a joint survivor in retirement, which I'm not necessarily recommending here, because I might choose a little different vehicle that may take you to the same place. But this is what the study says, that if you compared that to TIPS, Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, both get you to the same place over a 30-year period of time with interest rates stable where they are today. So there's parity between, according to his study, an annuity and TIPS. Now, in a rising interest rate environment, then the TIPS do not do nearly as well because, remember, you've got to sell some bonds to be able to support an income because the value of said bonds are going down. Long bonds are going down when interest rates are going up. So in a 2% rising interest rate environment, it lasts between 21 and 24 years. I don't know, looking at my life expectancy calculator, I'm saying, that doesn't fly. A husband and a wife at age 62, or 65, I should say, will make it 21 years. What is that, 86 to 24 years, 89? Listen, a healthy couple age 65 today has got a 50% chance one or the other make it to 92, and a 25% chance one or the other make it to 97, and that's based on what we know about mortality and morbidity and life expectancy today. 20, 30 years from now, do you think we're going to know more? What did I say the other day? The half-life of medical technology is 73 days? Yeah, we're going to know a lot more, and people are going to be living a lot longer. And you know what that means? That means you get to take advantage of the insurance companies today. And it's why Dr. Fowle, FRC, Michael Edesis, the Wharton Financial Institution Center, Nationwide, the list goes on, and Dr. Moshe Malevsky, Morningstar, David Blanchett, Michael, whatever his name is from Texas Tech, Fink. These are all studies that have been done on this subject. It's done. It's over. For those that are critical of annuitizing, they're either afraid of making the recommendation or they're not informed. So, Josh, as a CFP in training, consider yourself informed. Okay, let's move on. The other question I get from within the industry, financial advisors and so forth, and outside of, is this whole debate now on Roth versus traditional IRAs and 401ks. So I looked at this from the actuary Steve Vernon's perspective. Now, we all know the rules, right? We all know that when you put money into a Roth, you're funding it with post-tax funds, and the money comes out tax-free. You don't have to do required minimum distributions. That's a potential advantage, but you don't get the benefit of the tax deduction up front. With a traditional 401k or IRA, depending on your income and so forth, you can deduct the amount going in. So it's a soft dollar, but when the money comes out, it's all taxable. And it could exacerbate a tax bill in retirement, even though, for the most part, people will be in a lower bracket when they retire, with one rare exception, and that is taxation on their Social Security. Now, this seemingly is pretty logical, except when we get to the taxation on Social Security element, because that one gets nasty. I mean, you could be paying as much as 46% tax on that Social Security. So for those rare instances, we'll put that on the back burner. And this is another reason why you need a good tax advisor in the loop. But what Steve Vernon, who's a guru actuary, he looked at tax rates and when is it best to do a Roth versus a traditional. So allow me, if I may, to quote from Mr. Steve. He says this: if you're age 65 or older, blind or disabled, you can add $2,600 to your standard deduction if you're married and both spouses are over age 65. So for those that are retired, you have a standard deduction now of $24,000. Over 65, it's $26,600. So why is that important? Well, when you get down to the short strokes of when the money comes out, is it taxable or tax-free? That has a lot to do with whether or not you can offset some of that taxable income with a standard deduction and what tax bracket you may be in. He goes on, so how do you know if you'll be in a lower tax bracket when you retire compared to when you were working? It depends significantly on your taxable income before and after you retire. So what we've talked about in the past is you really do need to do some forecasting here. Now, it's pretty easy if you don't have any pensions, all you have is Social Security and your own money. Because we know that if you have your own money, money in a taxable account, the only thing you'll pay tax on are the interest earnings or the dividends on that taxable account, and they may be partially sheltered. Your Social Security, which may be all sheltered or partially sheltered, it's never all taxed, and your IRAs and 401ks. One big mistake that advisors make is they make the assumption that all of the money coming out in retirement is coming from pre-tax retirement accounts. So they look at your million-dollar portfolio. Again, I'm making that number up. But if $300,000 of it's in a brokerage account and $100,000 of it's in a Roth and $600,000 of it is in a pre-tax account, and you take $50,000 out to spend, and you take $40,000 from the Roth and the post-tax money, you only have to pay tax on $10,000. Well offset by your standard deduction. And that $10,000, along with your Social Security, probably keeps you in a position where even your Social Security is tax-free. I'm not suggesting that I would do that, because I might want to pay a little bit of tax. I mean, think about it today. if you have no deductions whatsoever, you could make about $100,000. A married couple can make about $100,000 and pay about $8,000 in income taxes. That's an 8% nominal income tax rate. That's pretty low. So when we start talking about putting money in pre-tax and having it come out tax-free, you must look at the arbitrage. If you're in the 24% bracket and the money's going to come out in the 22% bracket, it's kissing your sister. You're not really gaining much. May as well go with the Roth, because at least with the Roth, you have the ability to control your taxes more in retirement. But if you're in the 24% bracket now, and you're going to be in the 12% marginal bracket when you retire, which is the case with most of us, we'll be in a much higher bracket than that 2% spread, then the pre-tax money is a significantly better deal. And as I've said before, if you can put, call it $6,000, because the math is simple, into a pre-tax account and get a 33% write-off on that $6,000, it's saving you you get 100% write-off, you get a 33% tax credit, it's saving you $2,000. Take that $2,000 and put it in a Roth, but still continue to fund the pre-tax money. So this, again, these are critical decisions with your long-term retirement plan. Tax Alpha, lots of different ways to achieve it. We're back with emails after this.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family, and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Is that Jerry and the Pacemakers or something like that? Is that who it is? Who is it? The Circle. Oh, yeah. Oh, they did Rubber Ball. I was going to say it was the guys that did Rubber Ball, but I thought that was Jerry and the Pacemakers, too. What did Jerry and the Pacemakers do? Ferry Cross the Mercy or something? I don't know. I'm dating myself. Welcome back. These guys tease me all the time. They play songs and see if I can guess the artist. And usually the old songs I get pretty close. We do have some emails in, so let's get right to it. All right, this one is from Mark. Mr. Lucia. Yes, Mark, very formal. I've been listening to you for a while now and very much enjoy the show, but more importantly, respect your vast financial wisdom. I'm 48 and not close to retirement, but I'm seeking some fixed income investments since I feel I have enough already in the market. So I've been very much considering investing in... Oh, I don't want to say the name of this company. It's an investor club real estate offering with attractive rates, nice long-term payout. Okay, I'll tell you, it's U-Haul. I can't answer it without getting into this. Not without risk, but relatively safe environment. Other than the actual risk of the investment, the lack of liquidity is also another potential issue. But on the upside, I feel I would get an attractive fixed rate for a decent amount of time, maybe invest 5 to 10% of my net worth. Give me your honest opinion if you feel I'm making a good decision. All right, well, I don't give honest opinions anymore on specific investments like an investment in U-Haul. I have seen and heard about it. I've never invested in it. Don't have anybody that I know that's invested in it. But basically, it's almost like an equipment leasing deal, as I understand it. I could be wrong. But, you know, they've got trucks, U-Haul trucks, and the trolleys and all that stuff that they move equipment and furniture and so forth, furniture trolleys. And you get to buy them, if you will, or lend money secured by them. So it's theoretically a secured loan. But you got a freaking U-Haul truck. All right, what are you going to do with a U-Haul truck if they don't pay your money back? You get to go take the truck. I couldn't even park that in my driveway where I live right now. They'd call the cops. So it's probably a fairly safe investment. Listen, you all have been around for what, 100 years? So it's probably a fairly safe investment. But if you're going to go, this is called a direct investment. If you're going to be investing in direct funds such as these, then I would recommend that you diversify, all right? Because you never, ever know. So I'm sure that this is fine and dandy, but I wouldn't want to put 10% of my money into this one direct investment. Find three or four of them, and you're probably going to get an equal to or better than yield when you combined several of them. But I cannot give you an opinion on this because I haven't studied it. I have not read the prospectus. I'm not going to study it, and I'm not going to read the prospectus, and I'm not going to give any advice on it. But talk to a real financial advisor and someone without a vested interest, and then also take a look at the past performances. How long have they been doing this investment club? I don't know. I haven't researched it. Anyway, it's is it reasonable? I think having an allocation of direct investments in your portfolio makes a lot of sense. I've talked about real estate. Well, buy a piece of real estate, that's a direct investment. Private debt, that's a direct investment. Are they riskier? Of course. Look at what happened to real estate. Direct ownership in real estate worked out fine if you picked the right deal. It didn't work out so fine because the real estate market imploded. But this is probably not a bad thing, at least to consider. But please talk to an advisor. Okay, this is from Edward. It's a long one, but it's also pretty good. Hello, Ray. I just turned 55, and I'm curious about how much longer I will need to work before retiring comfortably. I have $1.7 million in equities and about $100K in cash. I earn $85,000 per year. My portfolio has returned 6%+ on average over the previous 10 years. I'm single, no children, and owe $180K on a primary residence mortgage with a market value of $230K. Based on my budget, I'll need $75K in annual income to cover expenses. How much more of a nest egg will I need to build before I can retire comfortably? Watches me on Biz TV every single night. Well, Edward, thank you very much for the email. I think you're there, dude. I mean, you're 55, so it's probably, I don't know, you need $75,000. Let me pull out my cell phone calculator real quick here. All right, let's say he wanted to retire right now. So for the next, call it, you know, 10, 12 years, he needs $75,000 a year. So let's do 12 years at, call it 2%. So you need to take $800,000 of what you got right now, and that'll take you up to Social Security. Now, 10 years from now, you're going to need $90,000, but your Social Security payments will probably be $35,000, $40,000 of that. So you're going to need about $50,000 a year for the rest of your life. So $50,000 a year of payments at 2% give you 35 years. Will require, oh, come on, I got fat finger again. $50,000 for 35 years, 2%. Well, you'll need about $1.25 million 7 years from now. You've got $1.8 million. You got $1 million right now that gets to be invested for the next several years. So if your Social Security is in fact somewhere in that $30,000 to $40,000 range, you can retire right now. Now, if you want to add some additional financial security, then purchase a deferred income annuity. You could probably put, I don't know, of that $1 million that's left over, you could probably put $400,000, and it's likely to double, and that doubling would give you maybe 6% of, that's $50,000 a year So between the annuity and the Social Security, you're at about 90 grand. You're there. You're home free. So, again, it's not a recommendation. But for me, I'd put $800,000 in something safe. I'd put $400,000 in a deferred annuity. And I'd take the other $500,000 or $600,000 and go for the gusto, because you'll have a ton of money left over for your heirs, if you have any, or charity. I'm out of time. Well, make it a great day, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at RayLucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio. We'll be right back.